Dear people, I heard Graham Cook say, it's one thing to get your breakthrough. It's a whole separate thing to keep your breakthrough. From my personal experience, I find this to be true, and it is particularly true as it applies to our calling and purpose in life. It is one thing to be called. It is a whole separate thing to be chosen and begin to actually walk out your calling. John the Apostle gave us some insight on this. Revelation 17:14. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. Growing in your gifting and anointing and being faithful over the long haul in your God-given assignments is required if we are to be with Him. It was a glorious day when the Lord called me, and even more so when He chose me. Little did I realize how interesting my life was soon to become. Being faithful over the different seasons of life and learning to overcome the many hindrances and challenges that come with our calling is not always fun, but it can be very rewarding. One thing that hinders my generation is a false belief that only those who are employed in vocational ministry, such as a pastor or a missionary, are truly called. We do not find that in the Bible anywhere. In fact, the Bible is full of stories of businessmen and women, government officials, and blue-collar workers doing great exploits in the kingdom of God. Simply put, we are all called to fulfill the Great Commission, regardless of our vocation or place in life. Proverbs 20:21. An inheritance gained hurriedly at the beginning will not be blessed in the end. I believe that upcoming generations must guard themselves from an entitlement attitude. It is true that my generation had to scratch and claw our way into our calling, which is certainly not the heart of the Lord. However, because of the struggle we endured, many in my generation have a heart to be spiritual fathers and mothers for the upcoming generation and provide them every possible opportunity to fulfill their calling. The danger we face in providing these opportunities is not imparting to them the heart that enabled us to endure until we could begin to walk in our inheritance. Becky recently shared about a temptation we experience often, and that is just leading an ordinary life. Get up in the morning, go to work, and come home, and not concern yourself with an active corporate body life and the rigors of the assignments required of a soldier. The Apostle Paul clearly exhorted Timothy to not give in to the temptation and entanglement of a life simply lived occupying oneself with the affairs of everyday life. 2 Timothy 2:4. No soldier in an active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. It is true that we must attend to the affairs of everyday life, but it is a matter of affection and focus. If we are simply living for ourselves and what we can gain in this life, then we have entangled ourselves in a lifestyle that could eventually lead us away from the Lord Himself and His purpose and calling for our lives. 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas, having loved this world, has deserted me. Demas was not just an ordinary person. He traveled with and was part of the apostolic ministry team led by Paul the Apostle. His love for the present world led him away from one of the greatest ministries that has ever existed. Demas was called, chosen but not faithful. Paul's last report on Demas was that he was a deserter. 2 Timothy 2:3. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Another thing that will really test your mettle is having to endure hardship. If you will notice, Paul said, suffer hardship with me. The book of 2 Timothy was written at the end of Paul's life, not the beginning. Hardship is a part of serving in Christ's army, regardless of your standing or how long you have been doing it. In the midst of trying situations and circumstance, there is a temptation to give up and do something else with your life. I have asked the Lord more than a few times, is there something else I can do with my life? The Lord always graciously reminds me that I gave my life to Him a long time ago, and He is happy with what He's doing with the life I gave Him. I am always glad I did not cut and run when the smoke clears. Many blessings, Byron Quicker.